Peter has promised to help us find the truth. He's like a little brother to me, Ned. He would never betray my trust.
I'll try to keep you alive for her sake. A fool's task, admittedly, but I've never been able to refuse your wife anything.
I won't forget this. You're a true friend.
Don't tell anyone. I have a reputation to maintain.
How could you be so stupid?
Calm down.
He's a child. 10 years old. What were you thinking?
I was thinking of us. You're a bit late to start complaining about it now. What has the boy told them?
Nothing. He said nothing. He remembers nothing.
Then what are you raving about?
What if it comes back to him? He tells his father what he saw.
We'll say he was lying. We'll say he was dreaming. We'll say whatever we like. I think we can outfox a 10-year-old.
And my husband?
I'll go to war with him if I have to. They can write a ballad about us. The war for Cersei's cunt.
Let me go.
Whatever.
Let me go.
The boy won't talk. And if he does, I'll kill him. Him, Ned Stark, the king, the whole bloody lot of them, until you and I are the only people left in this world.
I wish I could see the girls.
It's too dangerous.
Just for a moment.
Until we know who our enemies are.
I know they did it, Ned. The Lannisters in my bones, I know it.
Littlefinger's right. I can't do anything without proof.
And if you find the proof?
Then I'd bring it to Robert. And hope he's still the man I once knew.